This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization's Director General on Tuesday issued a warning against what he called vaccine nationalism, countries putting their own interests ahead of others in trying to ensure supplies of a possible vaccine. At the agency's briefing in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said nationalism, this is a quote, nationalism exacerbated the pandemic and contributed to the total failure of the global supply chain, end quote. He noted that shortages of protective gear when the pandemic first hit were caused by some nations hoarding resources. The world has seen nearly 22 million cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic started. That's according to figures tallied by Johns Hopkins University. More than 776,000 people have died of the illness. Judges at a UN-backed tribunal have found one man guilty of the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Three other defendants have been acquitted. The Netherlands-based tribunal found Salim Jamil Ayash guilty on all counts, including the intentional homicide of Hariri and 21 bystanders who were also killed, and the attempted murder of 226 other people who were injured. He was also found guilty of the conspiracy to commit a terrorist act using explosives. The court could not find beyond a reasonable doubt that the other three defendants were part of a conspiracy. None of the four defendants, all low-level Hezbollah operatives, have been seen in years. They were tried in absentia. Reacting to the conviction of the one man, Rafik Hariri's son, former Prime Minister Saad Hariri, issued a statement saying, for the first time in history, the many political assassinations that Lebanon has witnessed, for the first time in history, the Lebanese know the truth, and for the first time, justice has prevailed. VOA News. Soldiers in Mali's capital mutinied on Tuesday. They've taken the president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, and the prime minister, Boubou Cisse, into custody. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says the president was arrested at his home in Bamako on Tuesday and taken to a military camp in the town of Kati, 15 kilometers away. The prime minister was taken to the same camp. Gunfire erupted at the Kati base earlier in the day. A reporter in Mali told VOA English to Africa that, this is a quote, soldiers went on the rampage, got to the arsenals, got the guns, started shooting in the air, went out and cut off access to the camp. No casualties have been reported in the unrest. Earlier Tuesday, the Norwegian embassy in Mali warned that a mutiny in the armed forces was underway. Several embassies have warned their nationals to stay home. The U.S. embassy in Bamako has told staff to shelter in place and warned Americans to stay away from areas of demonstrations or police and military activity. A new study predicts major U.S. population areas will be seeing the most extreme increases in heat in the coming decades, some of which could experience 30 times more heat than previously predicted. The study was conducted by researchers at Arizona State University. It was published Monday in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Researchers made projections for extreme heat and cold exposure in 47 major cities in the United States, accounting for population size, warming caused by urban development, and local standards for extreme heat. Vietnamese authorities have been arrested and charged three people. Vietnamese have arrested and charged three people with wire fraud involving a scheme related to the coronavirus pandemic that defrauded thousands of Americans out of nearly $1 million. A statement released Tuesday by the U.S. Embassy and Consulate in Vietnam says the three suspects operated more than 300 websites that offered hand sanitizers and other products that became scarce earlier this year in the initial reaction to the pandemic. More than 7,000 victims in all 50 states paid for those items but never received them. And the Democrats hold their virtual political convention again tonight. The proceedings go on through Thursday night when former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to be announced as the Democratic nomination for the presidential contest this year. Jill Biden, Mr. Joe Biden's wife, is expected to speak Tuesday night, along with Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, two former Democratic presidents, all speaking in support of a Biden presidency. The Republicans do their convention next week. Marissa Melton, VOA News.